如今有很多青少年或多或少的都有网瘾，但是家长们却想方设法的要监督孩子们在网络上的活动。不过英国《每日邮报》的一篇报道说，专家建议家长们不要这么做，因为这样做的结果呢，只能是失信于孩子。 The Daily Mail reports experts urge parents not to snoop on the children's use of mobiles or the internet because it makes them feel they are not trusted.Teenagers now lead increasingly virtual life, but while parents need to take account of the explosion in digital communication, new guidance suggests prying could exacerbate mental problems in young people. Instead, the Royal College of Psychiatrists is urging, urging health professionals to undertake an assessment of a young person's digital life when there are concerns about a child's mental health. The latest advice tells parents not to snoop on their child's internet use, as it could leave youngsters feeling they are not trusted.
Well, they shouldn't be. They can't be trusted, can they?
No.
Of course teenagers can't be trusted to look at stuff on the... You know, you can't just say, you mustn't look at this and you mustn't look at that other kind of stuff. Of course they're going to. That's what teenagers are all about, exploring the world and finding out about it.
And that's why the phrase parental control is invented.
That's right. So these psychiatrists, and even though I can't spell the word, I can tell you that they don't know what they're talking about. The last recommendation about how to help those at risk of self-harm came in 1998, before the rise of social media. The advice about digital technology is the most significant change in the recommendations.
Yes, and the advice states, it is important for parents to be interested and engaged in their children's digital lives as early as possible. But that's not likely to happen because the young people that I know, they don't normally befriend their parents either on WeChat or on Weibo.
Of course not. Your parents aren't your friends. They're your parents, aren't they? You don't want them mingling among the other people that you've got on your social network. And of course you don't. I mean, this is the whole point of becoming independent and moving away from your parents. I don't just mean in the geographical sense. They found, anyway, that even children as young as five were suffering from depression. But I don't think that, surely that's nothing to do with them having their internet activity monitored. They shouldn't be using the internet at the age of 5 years old.